Scottish Government Transport Minister Derek Mackay has been in news, but his meeting there has caused some local controversy. On the line is Councillor Ronnie McKinnon. Now, Councillor McKinnon, I believe that you're unhappy with the way this meeting was organised and that you're looking for questions to be answered. What are you so concerned about?
Well, I was concerned when I saw it's supposed to be a time to know what occurred, where people standing for the election shouldn't really be seen unless everybody's got the same opportunity. I was at the meeting in North Hughes. I wasn't at any of the meetings in South Hughes, but he was at all the meetings going around, and that to me was wrong. Poor Malcolm Burrett, our chief executive, I'm quite sure that he wasn't aware that Angus Brendan wasn't going to be there, but maybe he should have, when he realised he was there, maybe he should have left the meeting in his position. Same going again was for our leader, Angus. I'm sure he wasn't aware of him coming, and I know that Angus has been doing a lot of work for the whole of the Western Isles, for our ferries and all that, and he's desperate that things will improve for us. So, but at the same time, with him being there and the way things were going, and doesn't matter what anybody says, there were statements, wee quips being made about the election and things, which to me, I said, that's wrong. And again, from Mr. Manford's, he's in our ward, he's a councillor in our ward. I wasn't invited to any meeting, neither was David Blaney, and neither was Donny Steele. So none of us got an invite. I would have thought if I had a meeting in my ward, I would have invited all the other councillors for to be there, just as a matter of respect. So I wasn't happy with the way things went.
So as far as you're concerned, it must have been organised by the party, by the SNP.
Definitely. I phoned Edinburgh when I first heard that these meetings were going on. There was even, I phoned, and I think a lady was called Carl. I phoned her up and asked her what the position was about getting an invite. And she said at the beginning, I think it's the SNP office and I'm Mr. Manford. But she said, I'll phone you back. And I said, okay. And then she phoned me back after 5 minutes. And she said, if you want an invite to go to any of these meetings, you'll have to phone the SNP office or Mr. Manford. And I said to her, I don't think I'll be doing either of them, because I didn't think that was my position to start looking for invites. I would have thought, as a councillor, it would have been manners to have been, if there was a meeting in your area about ferries, I've been fighting for the Manicklock Voice for years, I would have thought I'd been an invite to one of these, just to be there, just to hear what was going on.
Now, we're in this period that's referred to as PIRDA, where officials have to be even more careful than usual not to take sides with an election coming up. Were you surprised to learn that Mr. Malcolm Burr, the returning officer, was at this meeting, whereas you weren't?
I was at the meeting with him in North Hughes, and Mr. Burr never said a word. And as I said, I'm quite sure that he wasn't aware that Mr. Angus Brendan McNeill was going to be there. That was up to him. He's got to answer why he stayed there. And I took him drove him up from North Hughes to South Hughes because he had a meeting prior to the other meetings with Storrs, and I left him there. I mean, he knew then what was happening. He knew that, well, maybe he thought Angus Brennan would have left, but Angus Brennan was at all the meetings. That's all I'm saying. That's up to Mr. Burr himself. I'm not condemning him. He probably didn't know what was happening because the thing wasn't very well organised to me. It was a last-minute thing, and I'm not blaming him particularly, but he should have maybe looked at it a wee bit more, better than what he did.
So if I get this right, the big issue for you is that Mr. Burr stayed while Angus McNeill was there, but the other candidates weren't.
Well, that's it. It would have been better. I mean, yes, the other candidate, Alistair Morrison, he's been made known for years, and he's got it in his agenda just now to try and make sure we get a proper ferry service for not just for Lough Boyce, but for all the islands, for the Western Isles, get a far better service than we do have, and to make CalMac accountable and Transport Scotland make them more accountable, because nothing's happening up here. The mess they made in Stornoway with the new ferry, and there's still big problems. You come into the busy season. Alistair would have done a far better job. He's trying to do a job, but then he should have been at these meetings, as well as the other candidates. He should have been given an opportunity to come when things were happening.
Have you raised your concerns, and if so, what are they saying?
Well, I'm just slowly working through it. I'll be following it on, because I'm not going to drop it there. This community, we've been trying for years. That's why we formed a community association of a community council, an association of community councils from Eriskay to Bernary to cover the Southern Isles here, because we have a lot of problems between the MOD, SNH, Wildlands, SPAs, MPAs. We can't develop, we can't do anything for ourselves.